Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
And we are live on radio and Facebook Friday. Good Friday, March the 29th. What people are talking about, the weather, the Easter egg hunts, the Wapahani game. And also, today is a day to salute those that have served America that you may not know about. Good morning. Happy Friday morning. Steve Lindell. I'm inside the Axia Command Center this morning. Emily Guffey has the morning off. Across the hallway, Jared Boomer is live local and here for the WLBC, one of our six formats. We have Brian Casey on duty this morning. He'll be on LBC tonight with the After Hours program, one of our Woof Boom formats. And we'll also have Jay Garrison happening right now with a live show, and Zach Johnson through the day. Mitch, Hank, and Ryan will be helping out in large order, too. We are thankful for everybody willing and able to work and inform and entertain the public. All right, let's begin with meteorologist Paul Poteet for WMUN and Woof Boom Radio with a look at the Easter weekend forecast.
Boy, an active pattern is about to fire up right over Indiana. So take advantage of a dry day today with above average temperatures. Partly sunny for Good Friday, high of 66. Chances of showers will begin later this evening. The biggest threat comes overnight and into Saturday morning. Showers and thunderstorms then. An overnight low of 51, and tomorrow's high 69. Expect some showers and storms in the morning, probably not so much in the afternoon, quieter in the evening with a low of 42. On Easter Sunday, they'll come back again mainly in the afternoon and evening. Sunday's high 61. Showers and storms at times Monday and Tuesday. Heavy rain and strong storms are possible. Monday's high 67.
All right, Paul Poteet for WMUN News Radio. Later today, Mark Forster will be on with the Power Hour live and the countdown to the Wapahani game Saturday. 11 a.m. is the broadcast time. We're going to have him this morning. He is attending right now, as many are, the Horizon Convention Center venue, YMCA Good Friday Breakfast Fundraiser. We'll have Mark later this hour in his a post-game report of what he saw and encountered at that event, but even more importantly, what he is looking forward to tomorrow. He's going to be on radio, WMUN, but he's going to be on TV, too. I'll get him to talk about that as well. Today is a holiday of sorts. It's Good Friday, but it also is a holiday that was created not that many years ago. We salute Roger in Minnesota and all those that have served our country. In this report, I believe Ryan Schmelz has what I'm talking about.
The National Vietnam War Veterans Day is relatively new. It was made official through the Vietnam War Veterans Recognition Act of 2017 and signed into law by then-President Trump on March 29th, the day the last combat troops left Vietnam and the last prisoners of war held in North Vietnam arrived back on U.S. soil. The day now recognizes every service member who served in the war that stretched from 1961 to 1975. The Veterans of Foreign Wars says over 58,000 American military members lost their lives in that time. According to the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, over 1,500 still remain unaccounted for. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Fox News affiliate WMUN. People are also talking about our weather. Matt Eckhoff is one of the meteorologists with the National Weather Service Office in Indianapolis, and he is talking about some of what Paul Poteet already covered, but there are some temperature changes for us that you might like.
It's going to be trending warmer, so we won't have the freezing nights as much in the next couple of days.
All right, your plants like that, too. Another comment here from Matt Eckhoff.
So we're going to not have that much of an extreme swing between night and day this weekend, at least.
All right, this weekend looking pretty good. We will have some rain chances, though, as Paul Poteet just reported, and Matt Eckhoff again confirms.
Warm front kind of hangs around just to our north, and we get on and off storm chances possibly into Monday and Tuesday.
All right, Matt Eckhoff with the National Weather Service Office in Indianapolis with that report. We'll watch the weather all weekend, every day, all days. So we do that on WMUN and the Wolf Boom Radio Group. Thanks to everybody watching on the Facebook Live this morning. I haven't been able to do the feed on the Facebook video for a large part of this week. Just timing hasn't worked out. Facebook actually thought I was a robot for a while, a bot. So there was certainly that situation, but that's apparently been averted. So we're happy for that. It is just about 8:11 right now. Talking to my guest, we are 5 minutes away from the POTS system, plain old telephone system, and my invited guest, Brad Robertson, standing in the wings just for now as we are just starting our show here on the Friday morning, March 29 edition for WMUN's Delaware County Today. Next item, there is still an active silver alert. February 3rd, Ella Saylor went missing, 15-year-old white female, 5'4", 230 pounds. There is no reason to believe that this silver alert shouldn't remain active as far as the Muncie City Police are concerned. Otherwise, it would have been deactivated. So the search is still on for information about the whereabouts and the safety, please, hopefully, of Ella Saylor. If you have seen or heard of or heard from Ella Saylor, you are urged to call Muncie Police Department. I bet you can remain anonymous. I don't think that that's critical. They just want to make sure they know what they need to know. The Muncie Police number is 765-747-4838. That's 747-4838. Or you certainly can call 911. All right, we're going to move on to our next item here. Coming after the break, we are going to talk Easter egg hunting. It's a lighter side of news, but we need a little fun. We need a lot of fun. Brad Robertson, my guest, coming up next on WMUN.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com.
Sponsor. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 424-424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 424-424. That's AREA to 424-424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
We are now moving on to our next segment to talk about, well, how about some fun out there in the Muncie area, and everybody's welcome. It is egg-citing news. Brad Robertson is my guest. That's egg-citing in and of itself. Brad, good morning. Happy Easter. A little early to you there, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, and I just love your eggs jokes. I look forward to them every year.
Yeah, I know. I can only use them for about one day, Brad. It's like my pirate voice on Pirate Day. There you go. Attaboy. Good job. All right, so representing the Knights of Columbus in Muncie, this is what I have unofficially called, Brad Robertson, the single largest Easter egg hunt on the face of the planet, unofficially, and it happens in Muncie on Saturday as we are sitting here on the 29th. That'll be the 30th. Tell us what's going on, when's and where's and all that stuff.
Well, the Knights of Columbus is at 3600 West Purdue Avenue. It's basically right behind the YWCA, in that area.
YMCA, just for clarification.
YMCA, the
Northwest
not
Y.
W.
That's it. That's a different Y, but we want to be clear. Got it. So yes. The Knights of Columbus, keep going.
Yes. And we put this on every year. I've been doing it for, I think, 30 years now. And we just have a blast. We're going to have 4,000 eggs, and we'll have over probably 700 prizes this year. We have three age groups. And just to make sure that kids don't get in with, a five-year-old doesn't get in with someone who's, 15. So we want to make sure the kids are safe. And it's a blast. It's we love doing it every year. And hope to continue for years to come.
It's a lot of work. Brad Robertson's my guest on WMUN's Delaware County Today. I guess my first question about it was, why? Why is the work all worth it, Brad, and everybody that's involved that volunteers and works this effort every year? How come it keeps going on? What do you think?
Well, I just think it's something that the citizens of Muncie can look forward to every year, where their kids are just going to have fun. They don't have to worry about anything else but trying to find those eggs. And tell you what, we put the 4,000 eggs out. It takes about an hour to put those out. And last year we broke a record. It was 90 seconds to find all of the eggs. It's amazing how fast these kids can get those eggs and put them in the baskets. And then afterwards, what we do is we have the egg prizes, a number that corresponds to a prize that we have inside. So once they get a number, they go inside and get their prize.
Now, how does it work with as many people as you hope will be there? And this is on rain or shine, so the weather is not a factor. We hope it's nice enough in the morning that everybody's comfortable, but it's on rain or shine, and the forecast at this moment looks conducive, but I don't want to jinx anybody. So where do they park, and where does everybody, how early should they be there, and is there don't come too early, or tell us some of that logistical stuff, Brad.
Yeah, we normally will start getting people in our parking lot around uh, probably 9:30 or so, just so that they make sure that they're going to get there or be there at the start. I would get there no later than 9:45 because it starts promptly at 10 o'clock. If you're in your car at 10 o'clock and we start, chances are your kids are not going to get a prize, unfortunately.
I got it.
Yeah, so we want to make sure everyone's there beforehand. So I would get there probably 9:45. And this year we had, and you can park. We have a big parking lot, so that's normally not an issue. We want to thank a couple of restaurants, local restaurants here in Muncie that we've been working with,
sure,
that have given us some certificates and some gift cards for family members. Amazing Joe's is one, and Texas Roadhouse is the other. And I can't describe how great it is to get these local restaurants in to giving us these certificates so that parents can, you know, not only do they get the chocolates, but they might be able to take the family out knowing that, you know, they've got some gift certificates to take care of the bill once it gets here. So
yeah,
we just love to help the families and do anything that we can to do that.
Brad Robertson representing the Knights of Columbus Easter Egg Hunt. It happens on March the 30th, starting 10 a.m. sharp. Will there be an Easter Bunny there, or is that a secret, or is that a possibility? I'm just curious.
No, okay. We had an Easter egg. We had a bunny.
Uh-huh.
It was a while back. And the bunny really didn't look like a bunny.
I
so it scared a lot of kids. So we decided maybe we shouldn't.
I got that. I'm afraid of bunnies more often than I can explain. The ones that I'm most afraid of are the ones that are munching on our flowers in the backyard in the spring and summer. But it's all about fun. It's all about, and I'm going to suggest to everybody, smile a lot and say thank you a lot to everybody and be nice and kind and sweet, because this is the kind of tradition, this is the kind of event that brings people together, and we want it to be a good time for everybody. Am I saying that right, Brad?
Yes, you are. That's exactly the case. My wife and I and all the Brother Knights, we love doing this. We look forward to doing this every year. And it starts planning, you know, the day after Easter. And in fact, today we're going to go pick up a few more items. It's just one of these things that we love doing. And I took this over from Pat Weber, who has since passed away. And I told his wife that, hey, I'm going to keep doing this because he wanted me to do it. And haven't stopped since.
Well, on behalf of a grateful community, I'd like to say thank you to you for continuing that tradition on, and for everybody, because I know it's not just you. It takes a lot of people, a lot of hands, a lot of planning and everything. Any last thing you want to mention, Brad, before we wrap up our conversation here?
Yeah, if anyone has questions, they can call the Knights of Columbus. It's 282-8280, or I usually give my phone number out. My phone number is 765-215-6816. And if anyone has any questions, do not hesitate to either call or text me, and I can definitely answer those questions for you.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Brad. Happy Easter weekend to you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Brad Robertson, our guest, right there, live on WMUN. With the softer side of news there on WMUN's Delaware County Today. Cannot see the screen in the hallway. I'm in the Axia Command Center this morning. Steve Lindell, your radio buddy and host of Delaware County Today, live on Good Friday morning, March the 29th. Still to come, Mark Forster will guest. He is attending the YMCA Good Friday breakfast at this moment, as are a lot of folks at the Horizon Convention Center. We'll get him between now and the top of the hour, specifically to talk about what he encountered at that event. But the big event tomorrow, of course, Wapahani State Championship, and the coverage we have planned starting at 11 a.m. with Jared Boomer in studio anchoring the coverage, and several of our sports team and sports squad on location at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, it's going to be quite the undertaking, and we can't think of a better way for it to end than the way we all think and hope that it ends for the sake of the Wapahani Raiders. Next item here, what is it, 8:25 now almost. Let's get a snapshot of our day today on WMUN.
It's March 29th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Vietnam Veterans Day, meant to honor and remember those men and women who served, fought, and made the ultimate sacrifice in one of the longest conflicts in U.S. history. Many Vietnam veterans never received the welcome home they deserved upon their return due to the divisive nature of the war. Several generations later, those veterans have started to be given the respect they were owed. Also on this date, in 1848, Niagara Falls stopped flowing for roughly 30 hours. The reason? High winds from a weather system further up the river pushed giant ice flows from Lake Erie, creating a natural dam that choked off the falls' water supply. And in 2017, UK Prime Minister Theresa May triggers Brexit when she sends a letter to the European Union invoking Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the winningest pitcher in baseball history, Cy Young, born in 1867. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and Alexa. Just say play WMUN, and that includes that Wapahani game for those that will be maybe far away. Spring break is happening for that district. Some may have already had plans and may not be able to attend the game or be in the near area to stay close, connected to the play-by-play and the pregame that we have for 11 a.m., starting with Jared Boomer anchoring and Mark Forster and all the rest for Saturday morning into the afternoon. You can hear everything we're doing. Mom in Minnesota, if you're curious what a Indiana High School State Championship game sounds like on the radio, and there's nothing like it when we do it on WMUN. Same command as you use to hear Delaware County Today with your son, Mama. It's play WMUN. Before the end of the hour, we will check in with Mark Forster, the aforementioned lead dog on our sports team, and the big, big doings at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Yep, where the Pacers play, and the Fever, too. More to come. Stay with us live on WMUN.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv. and start your 7-day free trial now.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
In the Axia Command Center, March 29, Good Friday morning. Thanks for joining us. All of our radio stations are live and local and here for you in the Woof Boom Radio Group, and a lot going on. We covered the Easter egg hunt just a minute ago with Brad Robertson in Muncie at the Knights of Columbus. I think Yorktown is the venue for another one. We found out about this from our friends at Network Indiana.
Sit, Stay, Play In-Home Pet Sitting hosts their 12th Dog Diggity Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday for you and your dog at McCullough Park in Muncie.
The kids have a ball. The dogs have a ball. We're also collecting food for the Muncie Animal Shelter, so if anyone wants to participate and support the shelter, they can bring food.
Kelly Stewart says the low-sensory egg hunt kicks off the day at 12 o'clock noon. Terry Stacy, Network Indiana.
All right, not Yorktown. That's at McCullough Park in Muncie. Everything's going on in Muncie. Steve Lindell here, awaiting Mark Forster as a guest between now and the top of the hour. He is attending the YMCA Charity Breakfast for Good Friday at the Horizon Convention Center. When he concludes his attendance there, he's going to connect with us and talk live about the Wapahani events. And there's a lot of fun going on. WMUN's word of the day, Peloton. Peloton, by the way, has nothing to do with that, well, it has something to do with that exercise cycle that is not a sponsor but could be, but used in a sentence, Mark Forster broke away from the Peloton, taking the lead. Used in a sentence, P-E-L-O-T-O-N, Peloton is the main body of riders in a bicycle race, like the Tour de France, for instance, and some others. I think they ride bikes in Yorktown, too, don't they, for the fourth, run, walk. It's more running than it is biking, but I digress. Good morning to all of my friends for Coffee with Bill. I bet you're listening right now, either en route or maybe fixing up your hair, like Ed Canatz, or getting ready for what I'm told is a big slew of mystery guests coming in today. This is a weekly meeting, an unofficial meeting, a gathering to have coffee and talk about things in Muncie, Delaware County. Business, economic development. Hey, does anybody know about blah, blah, blah? Can anybody help me with this, that, or the other thing? It's good news. It's good vibes. It's good people. And Ed Knatzer and Bill Lett and everybody else that come together. Judd Fisher there oftentimes, too. There is a, is this true? Is there a new city anthem for Muncie? Ed Knatzer says so. I'm not clicking on that link. That might be a Russian bot. He sends an email out with a little bit of a tease for what the plan is for the meeting every Friday morning, 9 a.m. It is not a service club, group, organization. It's just kind of an unofficial gathering. People coming together and doing good talk, which is a good thing. Steve Lindell on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Yeah, we have a talk station. News talk, sports talk, community talk on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams and all the rest. Mondays, we have special programming every week at 9 a.m. It's the 765businessjournal.com radio show. The website managed by Editor-in-Chief Mike Rhodes. He's fantastic. Might be in his hot tub right now. This is the same guy that's the editor-in-chief of the original MuncieJournal.com, too. And it's business and economic development for the business show at 9 to 9:30. At 9:30, it is the weekly show called All Kinds of People, hosted by Dr. Joe Mashevitz, the Hall of Fame broadcaster and edumacator from Ball State University days. Janine Harold is his guest on Monday, April Fool's Day. We will not be fooling you, by the way. There will be none of that shenanigans going on around here on Monday. Some radio stations might do that. In fact, I suspect that it's a strong possibility. In our news summary, which will air before the top of the hour, one of our stories that we're following this morning on the very serious side of news. Star Press reports the Delaware County Sheriff's deputies on Thursday investigating the discovery of a body in a field in northeastern Delaware County. A farmer found the body, believed to be that of an adult male. It was in a field near Delaware County Roads 1100 North and 700 East mid-afternoon. Sheriff Tony Skinner told the paper that about 5 p.m. he had no immediate indication of what had caused the man's death. They called in the coroner, that's Gavin Green, saying that a member of his staff was sent to the scene. Chief Deputy Prosecutor Zach Craig said his office has also been identified of the body's discovery. We will update you when we know more, either from, in this case, the sheriff's department, looks like they have the lead on that, or the coroner's department, Gavin Green and his staff, or the prosecutor's office, Zach Craig, the one notified and noted in the story. WMUN, news talk, sports talk, community talk. We're the talk of Muncie. On Saturday, aside from all the Wapahani stuff that we'll have for you, and we'll get to that in just a little while, we are going to have our regularly scheduled programs. That includes 8 a.m. Page Turners, the Broadcast Book Club with Cam and TC. Their guest will be Jamie Sandberg. I think it's Jamie, J-A-Y-M-E, talking about eclipse safety and the children's book entitled Total Solar Eclipse, A Stellar Friendship Story. That's on tomorrow's program. You can get it on the stream, too, live and on the terrestrial radio, 8 to 8:30 every Saturday morning. And then at 8:30, it's Connected with Lindsay Marie, a heartwarming and community-driven WMUN show that shines a spotlight on the remarkable stories and experiences of local community members and businesses that make our neighborhood, our little world, very special. And we like being special. WMUN's Delaware County Today. I'm going to dive into our local news summary right now. Still awaiting our connection with Mark Forster and Wapahani Talk. Stand by, more to come on that. Your governor's making sure emergency response teams are ready for the April 8th solar eclipse. Donnie Burgess explains.
An executive order signed Wednesday by Governor Holcomb will allow Indiana to use emergency resources from other states. The goal is for Indiana to be as prepared as possible for any transportation or communication issues that could come up during the eclipse, as thousands of visitors are expected in the Hoosier State. This is all possible due to the partnerships provided by the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
He says illegal immigration has a big impact on Indiana. Kurt Darling reports on what one of your candidates for governor says that he'll do if elected.
The federal government has dropped the ball, including our United States senator.
So Curtis Hill, Indiana's former attorney general, says Indiana should pick up some of the slack and took a hard line on the issue in a Wish TV debate on Wednesday.
We need to make sure that there's no safe landing for illegal aliens. No places to work, no places for services. That's harsh, but we're either going to fix this problem or we're not.
He also said he doesn't support getting rid of the state's income tax and that he would tolerate current state law when it comes to abortion. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Over $22,000 worth of baby formula taken from a store in southern Indiana uncovers a bigger theft ring.
That larger theft ring includes items taken from Walmarts in Boonville, Newburgh, Evansville, and Jasper, Indiana. Boonville police were dispatched to Walmart Thursday to investigate stolen baby formula. The suspect's vehicle was stopped less than a mile away from the store with a large amount of baby formula in the vehicle. Arrested were Edgar Ramirez and Nora Zarate. A third juvenile suspect from Texas was also taken into custody for their role in the incident. Investigators found 576 containers of baby formula, totaling close to $22,500. The pair are both facing felony charges for theft. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
A lot of people hoping for more of the same.
Yeah. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that will do it for the first time in school history. The Wapahani Raiders are going to the state finals. 60-49, your final.
Tomorrow, 11 a.m., coverage begins on WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN. Anderson is famous for the Little 500, and that big 500 race had a visitor in Madison County.
At yesterday's Madison County Chamber Wake Up Breakfast, the keynote speaker was Indianapolis Motor Speedway President Doug Bowles. We asked him if we would be seeing anything new at this year's greatest spectacle in racing.
One of the things this year I'm looking forward to, the cars are a little bit lighter than last year, so I think they're going to be a little bit faster than last year. Qualifying should be really fun. And it may make the racing a little bit better because the lighter cars means the tire wear may not be quite as dramatic. So we may see some really good racing as well. So really looking forward to that this year.
And you can hear all of the excitement from flag to flag on several of these Wolf Boom stations. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Illegally armed domestic abuser sentenced to over 2 years in federal prison after threatening to kill girlfriend with gun. Wes Woodward has more.
Jose De Jesus Rodriguez Soto, also known as Pedro Torres, 34, has been sentenced to 28 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to unlawful possession of a firearm by an illegal alien. In June of 2023, IMPD was dispatched to a domestic violence incident in the Eagledale neighborhood. Torres had come to his girlfriend's home with a pump-action shotgun and threatened to, quote, kill them all. Torres is a Mexican national who is in the United States without lawful authorization, prohibiting him from legally possessing a firearm. Wes Woodward, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Chesterfield resident accused of forcing his way into a home near the Ball State University campus, confronting his former girlfriend and assaulting another man. 23-year-old Zachary Herendeen reports the Star Press, charged with burglary, battery, and domestic battery in connection with the incident on the 1400 block of West Gilbert Street, March 17th. Timmy Brown's story, one of resilience and achievement. The story is in the book, Running Against the Grain, the story of the Philadelphia Eagle and movie star Timmy Brown. MuncieJournal.com reporting Tuesday, April 2nd, the co-authors of the book will share their remarkable life of Timmy Brown, an alum of Ball State University, during a free event, 6:30 to 8 p.m.
All right, Peter Killeen there on WMUN, part of our local news summary. We might come back to that after a little bit. We have more to share with you from that summary, but we're getting closer to our live hit with Mark Forster, who will be in charge of a lot of sports tomorrow. I mean a lot. We're going to hear all about it coming up in just a moment, including our Wapahani coverage as our Super Bowl week of coverage, Wapahani Week, continues here on WMUN.
March is the biggest sales month here at Plan Z. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Why not January? Well, in January, the people who start a diet usually start the cheap or the easy ones. Or maybe they join a gym. And then they find out none of that worked. You too? Have you decided it's time to get serious about a diet before summer gets here? Well, this is your lucky day. In March, we put Plan Z on sale with the lowest pricing of the year. You can get in for $19 a month and just buy your dieting supplies as you need them. You'll get a manual, the ZR50 Crave Control Spray, and you'll be on your way. How's that for affordable? You'll eat real food, nothing from a box. The recipes are easy, or you can just toss something on the grill. No drama. You also get dessert twice a day. You don't have to suffer your way through a diet. Our dieters lose an average of 31 pounds in 50 days, and that's faster than the shots out there for losing, and cheaper. Check us out at PlanZDiet.com.
Stock up and save big on everyday essentials now at Menards. We have it all from big to small and everything in between. Keep your devices powered with Energizer Max batteries. They deliver consistent performance and can hold power for up to 10 years while in storage. Energizer Max batteries are on sale now through March 31st. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
No time is a good time for a drain problem. When it does happen, you need reliable service that's on time. If time and communication matter to you, call Mr. Reuter Plumbing for your drain or septic concerns. We answer the phone and show up on time. Need same-day service or weekend service? Get it at no extra charge. There's a reason they call us Mr. Call Mr. Reuter Plumbing today, 288-2782, or visit us online at MrReuter.com/Muncie.
Attention all Hoosiers, a historically important election is headed our way. The time to prepare for the election is now. Are you registered to vote? Do you have a plan to vote? The Indiana Secretary of State's office wants to remind you, registering to vote or updating your registration is fast, easy, and can be done online at indianavoters.com. You must be registered 30 days before Election Day. So get registered and get out to vote. This message is sponsored by the Indiana Secretary of State's office.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, GameBridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder GameBridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at GameBridge.io.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live on Friday, March the 29th, I have Mark Forster in sight right now, just coming out of that breakfast event for the YMCA. Mark, good morning, good Friday to you in a couple of different ways there. How was the event you just came from?
Good morning, Steve. It was very well attended. A lot of energy this morning, and you know the community, when they have community gatherings of any sort, whether it's with the YMCA chamber, etc., the community comes out and supports it. It was a great start to the morning, Steve.
Right, thanks for a couple of minutes of your busy time. You got a couple of things going on personally and professionally. We're going to go with the WMUN stuff first. The Saturday coverage of what we hope will be a storybook finish to the season for Wapahani.
Yeah, no question. Tomorrow, our coverage begins on WMUN at 11 o'clock for special pregame coverage. Thank you for your work, Steve, on several interviews that will air in that. So the fact of the matter is this program at 11 o'clock is going to bridge a little bit of the news and sports component of what this Wapahani-Selma story is. And so we're going to have many different people that we'll talk to in that 11 o'clock hour that Jared Boomer will be hosting. He'll also talk to Rick Johnston and Rob Fisher, who will be live at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. I'll be doing the network broadcast for the IHSA for the 1A, so I'll join the coverage just shortly after noon when we hit our normal pregame show. The tip is scheduled to be 12:45 between Wapahani and Brownstown Central, but as is typically the case in these state finals events, don't be surprised if that tip goes a little bit later. They try to keep everything on schedule, but we're going to have a lot of coverage starting at 11 all the way through the end of that 2A contest. Steve, it's going to be a lot of fun.
How exciting is it, do you think, for high school players now, and the coaches too, to be able to play the same place that the Pacers and the, you know, the Fever and so many other great basketball events happen?
You know, I asked Coach Matt Luce that the other day, and it feels like every time somebody gets to the state finals, you typically do that scene from Hoosiers, yeah, where you bring the tape measure, and he said that one of the players' moms actually did pack him a tape measure to recreate that. But you know, honestly, Steve, Wapahani is not it's not abnormal for them to be around a very loud crowd. At their gym, they sell the place out nearly every single game. So the noise won't be as much of a factor as the size of the venue. And so they were able to practice in the venue this week, obviously empty, that is. But the intensity of the crowd won't be a problem because it's going to be loud, but it won't be as loud as that gym there. So that's the good news for Wapahani. But clearly, you know, the big space, shooters say, different rims, large spaces. It's all those things to get comfortable. And some people may say, oh, that doesn't matter, you got to go play the game. But it does. And so they got a little taste of that this week to get inside the facility and just get comfortable as much as you can in such an urgency-filled week.
Last thing in the final minute that we have, Mark Forster is our guest on Delaware County Today on WMUN. Wapahani coverage starts 11 a.m. Saturday morning and, of course, through the mid-afternoon at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You mentioned that you got the TV duty first and then the radio broadcast after. We're very proud of your abilities and your efforts. Your preparation, Mark, how much does it take in order to do a great job like you're going to do on two big games in one big day?
You know, honestly, everybody's system is different. Mine is, I like to have a personal conversation with each and every coach. So I have them go through the roster and give me a line or two about each and every player that could possibly play. That's a big part of what I do from a preparation standpoint. And then I want to find different trends and different little things. But I would say, you know, the majority of today, Steve, is going to be dedicated to that. But honestly, I love those stories that the coaches can tell me. You know, the good news is with the network broadcast, we've got a sideline reporter that works with us. And we each do our prep a little bit differently for the Wapahani side. Rick Johnston is actually going to do some sideline coverage for us, so he's going to take some of the storyline sort of things. So we all are prepping endlessly, and the good news is we've had 2 weeks to do so as well. So lots go into it, but the fun really happens tomorrow.
All right, Mark Forster, thanks much. Appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your day and an even better day tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, Steve. You too.
All right, Mark Forster for WMUN's squad that will be in the middle of, hopefully, a very fun end of the day. Hey, let's go racing here, why don't we, huh? Come.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
William Byron becomes the first multi-NASCAR Cup Series race winner this season, taking the checkered flag in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at the Circuit of the Americas.
William Byron down the front straightaway to the checkered flag, gets his 12th career win in the NASCAR Cup Series.
Sound courtesy of Fox. Byron started the race on the pole and led 42 of 68 laps to secure his second win of 2024. Christopher Bell, Ty Gibbs, Alex Bowman, and Tyler Reddick rounded out the top five. NASCAR disqualified the number 51 Rick Ware Racing Ford, driven by Justin Haley, after officials found the car didn't meet the minimum weight requirement in post-race inspection. Haley went from a 17th place finish to 39th. Now the Cup Series returns to the three-quarter mile Richmond Raceway in the Toyota Owners 400 on Easter Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we get you a little bit of racing news there to end our broadcast week for Delaware County today. We appreciate you for listening. We appreciate you even more for telling a friend about this radio show and this radio station. Again, Saturday is all about Wapahani. Our regular programs air before that. 11 a.m. is the start time for Jared Boomer in the anchor chair here from the Axia Command Center in Muncie, Indiana. He will interact with the Gainbridge Fieldhouse team. Our sports people are all over this, and we are hoping for an outstanding end to that day. I'm Steve Lindell, wishing you a wonderful Easter weekend. Thanks for listening to the new WMUN.